Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm joined once again by Stephen Reinecke, who will be conducting the NSO at the Kennedy Center on November 27th and 28th in a special 25th anniversary screening of Home Alone, except you guys will be doing something awesome. You will be accompanying the entire movie with a live orchestral score with the NSO. Thanks for joining us, and explain how this whole thing came together.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It's good to talk to you again. It is, as you mentioned, the 25th anniversary of the film Home Alone. And, you know, we thought, what better way to kick off the holiday season a couple days after Thanksgiving by screening this film and playing this incredible score by John Williams live to the film. It's this terrific score and a fantastic movie that still holds up so well 25 years later. And I think because the writing is so good, the cast is impeccable, and a wonderful director. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge hit in 1990, and obviously a lot of us my age grew up with it. I almost feel like it doesn't even get enough respect among, you know, critics and stuff. Like it was John Hughes' script, and now that he's passed away, everyone wants to be like, oh, you know, the great John Hughes, directed by Chris Columbus, who went on to make the Harry Potter movies, and, you know, Joe Pesci and the whole nine yards. Before we get into the score, just why do you think the movie itself, you know, remains so beloved?
Well, you know, it's a great story. It's funny. It's heartfelt. And like I mentioned, the cast is so good. They just bring it to life with so much character. Like Catherine O'Hara, come on, she's fantastic. Joe Pesci, this is an iconic role for him, a role that, you know, he plays so many tough guys all the time. And here he is trying to be this tough guy, but he's, you know, really getting it taken to him by this little yeah. kid.
It was Macaulay the same Culkin. Exact year he won the Oscar for Goodfellas. Same year.
It was the exact same year.
Yep, 1990.
That's hysterical. And here he is getting beaten up by little Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin is, he was just perfect for this role. He makes the movie, in my mind.
Probably one of the, if not most famous, child stars of all time, for sure.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into the music, since that's definitely your forte.
Sure.
You mentioned that it's John Williams, and, you know, lots of live orchestras have done John Williams music. It's almost the caliber of great classical composers with a lot of it. But talk about what makes, you know, everyone remembers Star Wars and Jaws and Raiders and E.T. and all that, but, you know, sort of forgotten in there might be the fact that he did this beautiful little score for Home Alone. What makes this one so special?
Well, what makes this special and different for John Williams is that it's a comic score. There's a lot of cartoonish type of writing in it, so it's very different than, you know, the fantasy adventure sci-fi scores that he's done that are so popular, from Harry Potter to Superman to E.T. But there's, you know, like I said, a lot of comedy, but there's also a lot of traditional holiday music that he uses throughout.
Right.
He also wrote Somewhere in My Memory, which has become, you know, a classic Christmas song done by choruses all over the world. So there's all of that involved. And also, not only with orchestra, but I mentioned Somewhere in My Memory, there's other moments that use a chorus. So this will be actually with orchestra and chorus providing all of the music live. So it's rather large forces, and we have to synchronize all this up to the film. Just one more thing about the score, though, is don't forget that this was another Academy Award nomination for John Williams.
Yep.
He didn't win this year, but he was nominated for Best Original Score for Home Alone. It's that good.
I think he's been nominated like 40 sometimes. It's actually really
yeah,
ridiculous. It's great.
Yeah,
it's scary good.
Only to Walt Disney, I think.
Probably. That's awesome. Yeah, talk about how you mentioned that he sort of weaves in some other, you know, familiar holiday tunes. I feel like there's almost a hint of a little bit of Nutcracker in there as the family's running to get out of the house. Is that right?
Absolutely. He quotes a little bit of Tchaikovsky. There's a couple traditional Christmas carols that are in the tune. The end credits, it goes into We Wish You a Merry Christmas at the end. So yeah, there's familiar music in here as well that he wove throughout the score.
Awesome. And tell me about how he sort of transitioned from, you know, let's say something touching like Somewhere in My Memory. You know, if our listeners don't know it, they'll know it when they hear it, even if they don't know it by name. But
the main theme from Home Alone. When people hear those first few notes, you know exactly what it is.
And talk about, you know, switching from something that's maybe a little more touching like that to, you know, the one that really jumps out is, you know, when he's setting the traps and you get the bump bump ba da 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 da, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, talk about what's it like on stage when you're going to kick into that part.
Oh, that's fun. I mean, that's a lot of fun because, you know, the music gets really raucous. And like I said, it's very cartoony, mm-hmm. which also makes it quite a bit of a challenge because we're trying to synchronize everything to the film.
Right.
And a lot of times in, a lot of films that I conduct, there can be underscoring and background music that, you know, if you're off by a second or two, big deal. It still has a great effect. And sometimes I even will adjust things to make it feel a little differently, but not with this. When he's setting all the booby traps and all of that, the music is so synchronized. You're actually hitting visual cues all the time. So our job gets really tricky to make sure we're spot on. I have so much fun doing these. I always say it's kind of like playing Conductor Hero. It's like a little video game. You know, right. You remember Guitar Hero and you have to hit each note right on the right time.
Conductor Hero.
Yeah, that's what it's like. I play it like it's a game, you know, and I've got these streamers and punches going across my screen that I'm watching the movie. And I want to see exactly how many of them I can hit right on. You know, right on the money. And it's like playing Conductor Hero.
That's so awesome. I think you need to patent that and get that out in the game store, Conductor Hero. All it comes with is just that your magic wand, you know? That's all you need.
That's right.
Which still, by the way, that wand still has some Kendrick Lamar left in it. How was that? Let's recap that a little for me, because we talked right before it, but what was that experience like?
Well, the Kendrick Lamar concert was one of the really special nights of my entire career, just because I had never experienced anything quite like that, and neither had the orchestra. Just to hear the sheer level of volume from the audience, they were so excited. Mm-hmm. But it's the energy that you could feel in that room between the audience and between Kendrick and between us, between the National Symphony Orchestra. It was palpable, and it was an incredibly exciting and rewarding collaboration.
Awesome. And speaking of the crowd, what's it going to be like when you're there for this Home Alone event? I mean, you might have families that can bring a whole new generation. Imagine you're going to look out there and you're going to see some kids who maybe have never seen this with their parents, and they're going to be cracking up at all these, you know, this little kid setting booby traps for the burglars, and you're going to have to kind of try to keep a straight face and do your conductor hero. How are you going to wither the laughter of all these new kids?
Well, you know, that'll be easy, and I hope that is exactly what we get. That's the plan. I mean, come on, it's the Friday and Saturday right after Thanksgiving. You know, people are going to have relatives in town. I hope everybody comes out, and yes, bring the kids. It's a total family-friendly fun time here, and it is fun when you see multiple generations out there, and you see them sharing them with their own children or their own grandchildren, you know. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, something tells me, I know we're talking about the 25th anniversary, but something tells me that you could probably say the same thing around the 50th, because I think this sucker is going to live on every holiday. Sort of, you know, those Christmas movies have a way of doing that. It's a Wonderful Lives of the world and Miracle on 34th, you know, I feel like this one's probably going to be around for a long time.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, is there anything else we want to say? Is there maybe before you go, let me ask you, is there a certain piece of the score that you look forward to playing the most while you're out there?
That's really hard to say. There isn't one particular spot in general for me in this score. I'll say it's all of it. This is actually the first, I mean, I've conducted so much John Williams music, mm-hmm. but this is the first John Williams score that I've ever done with a movie to the full soundtrack.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. And I will say that there are other I know in my calendar next year, I'm also going to be doing, now I'm not saying that I'm doing this at the Kennedy Center, although I imagine we will end up doing this there or at Wolf Trap. We're doing E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark are coming out.
Whoa, that's so awesome. So this is going to be good. This is going to be good practice for you.
Yeah, E.T. is the one I just can't wait to do. That whole bicycle chase, that would be the one in E.T. I mean, that is just a magical scene right there. And when the bikes take off over the FBI and the police cars, it's amazing stuff there.
Goes across the moon. You might, that in the end with the I'll Be Right Here and the music swells, you're going to, I think some, you might shed a tear on that one, my friend. That's good stuff.
I know. My favorite John Williams score is E.T.
Well, Emile Decoux said the same thing. He did Back to the Future at Wolf Trap, and Alan Silvestri was there over the summer for that anniversary. And now you're doing Home Alone anniversary as a little bit of practice to do Raiders and E.T. That's a really cool gig you have,
sir. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, well, take what you've learned with Home Alone, you know, enjoy it, but, take some notes for and apply it to those other good Williams scores, all right, man?
You got it.
All right, hey, thanks very much for taking the time.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everybody. Stephen Reinecke from the NSO at the Kennedy Center, Home Alone on November 27th and 28th.